Shavua Tov. Should get better news. The Rambam, with regard to Maleches Tzedek, and you'll see a lot of this summarized in Shulchan Aruch, and then also Kalim and Shin Tes Zayin. The Rambam ends up Perek Yud, Mehilchas Shabbos, by asking the question, how do we deal with all sorts of creatures that bother us? And that might even be dangerous. I wouldn't say Pikuach Nefesh, but something similar. Remasim Hamazikim, says the Rambam, go Nechashim V'Akrodim V'Chayotze Behen, Afal Pisha Enom Mimisim, even though they don't kill you, so a little bit shy of Pikuach Nefesh in this case, but whole V'Noshchim Mutar lots it also on the Shabbos. The Ram is matter tzeda in the case of Mazikim. For who, the Rama says, there's one condition. She's commonly not so mishkasa. You're not taking the. I remember someone in my family was actually bitten by a scorpion. And I don't know if you know this, but you're supposed to get the scorpion. You know this. Because what they do is they can actually make an antidote from the toxin of the scorpion. So, but the kavanah that Rama requires is not to take the scorpion, but she's commonly not selling the shichasa, that you're saving yourself from the shicha. Which sounds awfully like what? You know, what's your purpose here? Is it to take the animal, or is it to save yourself? What kind of issue is the Rambam addressing? Seems like Malach Shem Tzichu Gufa. Okay, that's going to be a problem, you could already guess. Because the Rambam here is Matir, and he says, Ketzer Ose, Kof Aleim Kli, Makif Aleim O Kosher, and Kedesh Lo Yazik. So the source for this Rambam is the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuv Zayin. And yeah, do me a favor, Adam, if you could just hold on to this here, then just so close it, whatever it is, in case we need it. The Gemara says on Daf Kuv Zayin, Omar Shmuel, right before the end of Perek Oreg, Kol Pture de Shabbos Potter Aval Asur, Labar Mihani Tlas, De Potter Umutter. So one of the three cases of Potter Umutter is Hatzad Nochash B'Shabbos. And what's his purpose? He's interested in saving himself from the shicha. And it says here in the Mishnah Patur, on that, Shmuel says, Patur umutar. Makom tsar, lo gozubei rabbanon, they were martyred. Now, offhand, the Rambam has an explicit sugya to support him. But the only problem is that, as you can imagine, if you turn the page to Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Ika Demasni Ha Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos M'Sas Shosh Yeshchenu Patur. The Gemara says Mantana Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav Rabbi Shimoni Di Omer Malach Hashenu Tzricha L'Gufa Patur Aleh. So the Gemara clearly ascribes the authorship of this Mishnah. That poter's tzad nochash, and then Shmuel adds that it's mutter, potu mutter, to Reb Shimon. The Rambam, in fact, that's the most famous Rambam of the Shabbos, paskins like Reb Yehuda. Kol ha'osa, this perek alfa locha zayin, kol ha'osa malocha b'Shabbos, afal pisha eino sarif legufa shavolocha, chayav aleh. So the Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda. And he gives a number of examples of a malach shen tzricha l'gufa, and he says yechayev. So then the question that's obviously going to bother us is, how could the Rambam at the end of Perek Yud Mehilcha Shabbos Halacha Hey be matir seidas remosim hamazikim based on the fact that he doesn't need it? The Rambam says, for the animal itself, he's not taking the creature, he's taking himself and he's sparing himself of the hezek. And the Gemara attributes that to Rabbi Shimon holds Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa Patur. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa Chayav. In fact, the Rambam almost goes out of his way to like push this question, emphasize it in our face. The Rambam in Halacha Chaf Aleph, in the same Perek Yud, says Echad Shmona Shrotzim Amurim B'Torah, the Echad Shar Shrotzim Ramasim, says the Rambam Tzad Echad Mikula Bein Litzorech Bein Shalol Litzorech O L'Sachek Bahem. He wants to play around with this animal. Chayev. You know, it's not like they did in the Mishkan. You know, they got the tchoshim, they captured them, and they used them for the hides. Here, he's not interested in any of the above. And the Rambam goes out of his way. He says, why are you chayev? Says the Rambam, she malach hashem tzrikul gufa chayev aleh. So Mineu Bey, the Rambam himself, in Meleches Tzedah, emphasizes that you're chayev no matter what you need or don't need the animal for, because how then can the Rambam be matir remasim umazikim of tzedah because he doesn't need them, he's only saving himself from the shicha? That's clearly a malachshen tzichu legufa. He doesn't need it for that purpose, he needs it for a different purpose. And the Gemara itself says that that goes according to Reb Shimon, and the Rambam doesn't paskel like Reb Shimon. The Magid Mishnah raises this question not here but earlier, because if you go back to the Gemara of Shmuel, at the end of Perek Oreg refers to three cases. One is Machat, the other is Nochash, Tzad Nochash, and the third case is Mafis Mursa. So he plucks this pimple, and it depends. If it's Lasos Lopeh Chayef, Lohotzi Men Lecha Patur, so he's only interested in removing the Lecha, that means reducing the pain, he's Patur, and Shmuel says Patur Umutur. And the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis says, why is it Patur? Because we're going like Rav Shimon, that Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa is Patur. Why is it Mutur? Because B'Makom Tzar Lo Goz Rabbanon. So Rabbanon and Matur not only said it's Nachash, but they were also Matur Mafis Mursa Lotzim Adalecha, but in both cases, the reason they were Matur is because Midoraisa Yinan Chayev, it's Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. And that's Rav Shimon, says the Gemara. The Rambam in Halach Yud Zayin, Hamafis Shchin B'Shabbos, Kedei L'Harchiv Pia Maka is Chayav, and that's called Maka B'Patish. V'im Hifisa L'Hotzi V'men Lecha Sheba, he's only interested in removing the Lecha, Harei Zem Mutter. Says the Magid Mishnah, Braisa Huva V'Sofa Oreg Omer Shmuel Kol Peturi Shabbos Potav L'Osu Bar Mi'ani Plas the Patur Mutter. The Idach, Vekule, the Idach Mafis Mursa, Ibn Lahotzim and Alekha Patur, the Idach Tzad Nachash, the Shabbos. The Ra'isi Misha Hikshal Rabbeinu, Sheposik Vishne Elu de Mutter, Khan Ubisov Perik, said Khan in Yudzayim with regard to Mafis Mursa, at the end of Perik Allah Chafhei with regard to Mazik, to Tzedas Mazikin. Hare the Perik Shmonish Ratzim, Shaninu b'Gemara Man Tana Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Rabbi Shimon Ithi Amar Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf Patur Aleh Ika Man Devas Le'al Aha Hamafis Mursa Man Tana Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Amar Rav Rabbi Shimon Ithi Ika Devas Le'al Aha Hatzad Nochash Man Tana Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Rabbi Shimon Ithi The Achar Sherabbeinu Pasak B'Perek Rishon Alach Hazayin Ki Rabbi Yehuda Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf Achayev Aleh Lama lo chayav be'elu kishem she chayav limata b'perek zeh b'tzad shelo l'tzorech. The kasha of the Magid Mishnah. So Reb Chaim has a whole piece on this at the end of Perek. Excuse me, at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. And frankly speaking, this is a very complicated Reb Chaim, which we're not going to be able to cover here, but I just want to give you the gist of it, you know, sort of like a punchline. This is really not fair what I'm doing, but it's like reading a truth from Rav Yosef, which is Avad Yosef, was 50 pages long, and then or if you get a novel, I'll skip to the last, you know, the last page in the novel because you want to know who killed who. Anyway, so just to build some vehicles to get us into a good mood. So Reb Chaim says the following. He says, "Arezeh lufizeh arezeh v'yushav heitev hada matis Shmuel matis mursav etzedus nachash hainu mishundu bechlal davar she'inu miskaven." Okay, so he says the davar she'inu miskaven. That's the yisoda heitev. And he goes on to say that the Gemara v'hada toli leisugi the Shabbos afkuv zayin b'din melach she'in tzricha legufa hainu mishundu hasam. Hare Rav hu di amale. Rav is the one who's talking in the Gemara in Shmona Shrotzen. Rav is compelled to say that the only heter in Seder Nachash Matis Mursa is because of Lakshin Tzrich Legufa. He doesn't have the luxury, the option of quoting the Halach of Dovah Shein Miskaven. Says Rav Chaim, you know why? Because Rav happens to hold like Rav Shimon, like Rav Yehuda, with regard to Dovah Shein Miskaven. Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon with regard to Dovah Shein Miskaven. How does Reb Chaim know that Rav holds that Dov Shein Miskaven is an Asur? So that's a sugya in Ksubis. Right? You remember the sugya of Hai Misukhrayat in Zaisa, where you're squeezing this beged, which is saturated with liquids, and as a result of squeezing it, the liquids come out, and there's a Melecha as Schita. So the Gemara says in the name of Rav, Hai Misukhrayat in Zaisa, Asur Lahodka. And why? Because he is inadvertently squeezing out the liquids, which is Molefes Schita. The Gemara says, what about... And the Gemara even quotes Rav, who says, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Dovah Shein Miskaven. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Halachik Rabbi Shimon. And therefore Shmuel Paskins like Dovah Shein Miskaven Mutter. So according to Shmuel, we don't need this Gemara in Shmona Shrotzim to insist that the heter of Matis Mursa and Sad Nachash is Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Shmuel's free to attribute it to Dovah Shein Miskaven Mutter. The reason why the Gemara, Rav in the Gemara, is Nidchak to introduce Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is because Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda in the Dovah Shein Miskaven, says Rav Chaim, but the Rama Paskins, like Rav Shimon in Dovah Shein Miskaven. So the Rama is like Shmuel, like Rav Shimon, that Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter. On the other hand, the Gemara is going like Rav, and it's the Gemara is forced to introduce Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So basically, Rav Chaim is interpreting this Rambam both in Halacha Yud Zayin of Perek Yud and in the last Halacha of Perek Yud, Halacha of Hey, both in Mafis Mursa and in Seidas Ramasim Umazikim, the Rambam here is not invoking the head there of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Rambam doesn't have that luxury. But Dovah Shein Miskaven.
What's the difference?
Oh, so Dovah Shein Miskaven, the Rambam Paskins is Mutter. Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, the Rambam Paskins is Chayev. In other words, according to the Rambam, back in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, these two concepts are interdependent. Oh, I'm sorry, are independent. They are completely separate. You can hold Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa Chayev, and you can hold Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter. So the Rambam holds that Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter. When I say Mutter, that's also a little bit complex. It's really part of our philosophy. But in the case of Makom Tzar, Lo Gazu Be'Rabbanan, and therefore becomes Pater U'Mutter. Who is the one who says that it's Pater U'Mutter? Shmuel. Says Rav Chaim, according to the Rambam, Shmuel is Pater U'Mutter based on which halacha? Not Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, but on the halacha of Dovah Shein Miskaven, because Shmuel in the Sefer Ksuvos holds Dovah Shein Miskaven like Rav Shimon is Pater. Here he what? He's Matir Mishum Tzar. The Gemara says that these halachas of Mafis Mursa and Seidas Nachash are mutter based on the Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. That's going to Rav. Rav happens to hold that Dovah Shein Miskaven is Chayav in Masechta Ksubis. He holds that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is like Rav Shimon, and therefore he can invoke the halacha of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Rambam doesn't have the luxury, the option of invoking the halacha of because he holds Vlachshein Tzrichel Gufa is Chayev. So what could be the basis for the Heter of Tzad Nochash and Afis Mursa? It could only be Dover Sheinu Miskaven.
But how can you call Seilas Nochash Dover Sheinu Miskaven?
Excellent. Adam's Kasha is a Gvaldiga Kasha. I want to ask another question, and then I'll come back to your question. So I'm just going to show you, if you don't mind, I'm going to introduce the lighter kasha on Rav Chaim, and then introduce the heavier kasha. You know, we'll start with the light artillery, and then get to the case of Tzad Nochash and Mafis Mursa. Both of these cases are what's called psik resha. I'll prove it to you. He is taking the Nochash. He's kafal of kli. The Nochash is nitzot. In the case of Mafis Mursa, he's making a peh. He's making an opening, which is makom bepatish in the Mursa. And the Gemara says, "Moder Reb Shimon bipsik reishol nicha." But it's one of the few cases that even Abai and Rava together agree that Moder Reb Shimon bipsik reishol nicha bipsik reisha. So Reb Chaim himself is aware of this kash. And Reb Chaim wants to suggest an answer to this kasha, which is very complex, not for us today. It's based on a sugya in Krisus about the Isur of Machabe in Mizbeach, and according to Reb Chaim's understanding, when Dov Shein Mizkabe is a halach and kol atarikula, not just in Shabbos and as unto Machmashabbos, then even if it's a psik resha, it's mutter. And that's, as I say, a more complicated business. However, I just want to point out to you that not everyone agrees to what Reb Chaim says over here. Reb Chaim says that you know why we can invoke the principle, the universal principle of Dorash and Miskaven and Psik Resha, even though it's a Psik Resha be Matir? He says because it's a Psik Resha de lo Nichol. And psik resha de lo nichole, according to the Aruch, is mut, even though it's a psik resha. So when the Gemara says moda Reb Shimon the psik resha, that's only if it's a psik resha de nichole. But it's a psik resha de lo nichole, says the Aruch, it's mutter, even though it's a psik resha. And Reb Chaim insists, based on this sugya in Krisus, that the Rambam accepts the Aruch. So my first question on Reb Chaim is based on the Merkavas HaMishnah. The Merkavas HaMishnah, which I quoted to you on the page, if you happen to have it, let's see what number it is.
Eight.
Number 8 on the page. This is the language of the opening paragraph of the Merkavas HaMishnah. He lived about 4 centuries ago. He was one of the great Sephardic commentaries on the Rambam. He writes, Kefia nira midivrei Rabbeinu Zal. If you look in the Rambam Perek Aleph, when he speaks about psik resha, lo chilek bein psik resha denichle lo olo mashma dibchol gavne mechayev, meaning the heter of the aruch of lo nichle in the case of psik resha does not appear anywhere in the Rambam. So again, you have to go through Reb Chaim with a fine-tooth comb and see if he finds Rambams, not in Hilchos Shabbos, but elsewhere, which would somehow cast a light on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, that the Rambam accepts Psik Resha to Lo Nichole, like the Aruch, to be Matir in a Dover Shein of Miskafi. The Merkavas HaMishnah is certainly not like that. That's question number one. Question number 2 is Adam's question. What kind of Dover Shein Miskaven? Where? What? The Rambam is talking about Dover Shein Miskaven. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that he's being Tzad de Nochash. And why is he being Tzad de Nochash? Because he wants to save himself. That's a question of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. What Tzorech do you have in this Tzedah? Dover Shein Miskaven, as you all know, again, I'm sorry I'm talking to you like I'm, you know, like first graders, and you'll be much more. But Dover Shein Miskaven means I'm involved in action A, and as a result of action A, action B happens. I want to transport my chairs from place to place, and I'm making furrows in the ground, and I'm doing a charisha. Here I'm involved in Seder. Rav Arshalom, what's he doing? He's capturing the Nachash. So how can Rav Chaim say that this is a din of Dovr Sheni Miskavim? You know, Torah Yivah Lumon Eitzach. I don't begin to understand where the Dovr Sheni Miskavim comes in over here. Same thing in Machus Mursa. I mean, his kavan is to be Machus the Mursa. You know, does he want to get the Lecha out? Does he want to create a pair? So that's a question of Litzarech or Shalom, Litzarech, Malachshen, Tzrikul Gufa. The Ram, as we pointed out, goes out of its way, not only in Perek Aleph, to tell you that Yechayev, no matter what your Tzarech is, what your ultimate goal and interests are. The Ram repeats himself here in Perek Yud with regard to Meleches Seda to tell me, lest you entertain some idea that, well, you know, I don't need the Tzeda because I'm not skinning the animal. I'm only trying to protect myself. Says the Ram, that's irrelevant. Whatever your Tzarech is, Bein Litzarech, Bein Shalom Litzarech, Chayev. So where is Dov Shemus coming over here? Very difficult, Reb Chaim. So I want to point out something. I came to the Rokshi, I was 1 year late for Masechta Shabbos, you know, Ari Yom Hazem and even tired. But on the other hand, I got to hear Reb Moshe Shapiro for another year. So it was a toss-up. But what I was able to do is I was able to get not all the shiurim in the Masechta Shabbos, but many of them. Some I got from Rav Heschel Schechter, some I got from my friend Rabbi Ilson. And here I want to share with you an insight into Meleches Seder that Rav Soloveitchik has, which I think is going to spin off on many different melachos. So we're not just focused here on Meleches Seder. I'm excited because we're really getting down to some fundamentals about Meleches Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik asks the following question. He says, the Rambam adds a phrase here which doesn't seem to be appropriate or necessary. Let's read the Rambam's language. Okay, so we're looking in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf, the same halacha that we saw before. The Rambam says, Echad Shmona Shrotzim Hamurim B'Torah. The echad shar shrotzim uramasim sheyesh b'minam seda hatzad echad b'kulon mikulon bein litzarech bein shalol litzarech ole sachek b'hem chayav. Says the Rambam, holil v'niskavein lotzud v'tzad. The Rambam adds a point here. He clarifies and emphasizes that he had kavana lotzut. Now wait a second. We just finished saying, according to the Merkabas HaMishnah, now this discussion today, I'm standing on the shoulders of the Merkabas HaMishnah, that if it's a psik resha, it doesn't matter whether he's miskavin or ain't a miskavin, because moder of shim psik resha. Here, the case is obviously that he is being tzad. The Rambam says, why is he capturing the animal? It's Litzorech, or Shalom Litzorech, and he's Chayev, because Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa Chayev Aleh. Why did the Rambam feel compelled to add the words Hol V'Niskavim Lotzut? What do you mean Hol V'Niskavim Lotzut? That's exactly what he's doing. He's capturing the animal. Again, you ask me for what purpose? The Rambam says it doesn't matter because Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayev like Rabbi Yehuda. But why did the Rambam have to add Hol V'Niskavim Lotzut? If it's a psik resha, then it's a dovra miskavim. And furthermore, we don't find anywhere in the Rambam, in any of the Lamed Tes Melachos, that the Rambam goes out of his way and says, he's chayav, hoil, v'niskavim. Why did the Rambam here in Meleches Seda feel compelled to write hoil, v'niskavim, lotzu? True, the Rambam holds that Dovr Sheni Miskavim, the Rambam passes like Shmuel, like Reb Shimon, is put. But the Rambam doesn't go keruchla, you know, in every single malacha and have to tell me he's Miskavim. Obviously he's Miskavim. The Rambam says he's Miskavim because he wants to use this animal for a toy. Maybe he's doing Seder because he's learning how to hunt animals. I don't know. But why did the Rambam feel that he has to add this phrase, Hoil v'niskavim lotzut? If it's a psik resha, then I don't care one way or the other whether he has kavod. And where does the Rambam in any other malacha add this stipulation, hov and iskavim l'shem ha-malacha? The Rambam has already established that kavana is a prerequisite for a chiv Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to break new ground here. And when I first heard this, I said to Rabbi Ilson, you know, give it a break. Like, this was too much for me. I like chidushim, but, you know, don't get too revolutionary on me. I'm a conservative guy. You know, I wear ties. Probably stop. But it's not just shaylchut chukas hagoyim. Said the Rav that in Meleches Seder, there's a bezunder halacha, a separate halacha of kavana. Above and beyond the din of kavana in Meleches Machsheves, that it's not considered a violation of Shabbos unless it was Machsheves, he had kavana. Above and beyond the universal halacha called Torah Kula, that you need a davar miskavim. And Rav Shimon says, if you're not miskavim for this avera, this lav, you're not chayav. Here in Meleches Seder, it's a separate halacha. The requirement is in gufa shal malacha. The malacha doesn't have a shame Meleches Seder without kavanah. For who she is kavin lotzen. Because keep in mind, Rabbi, I'll say, this halacha, halacha of Aleph, I'm not talking about the halacha at the end of the parak that we're focusing on, about mazikin and nechashin. This halacha is where the Rambam establishes and defines Meleches Seder. And here's where he stipulates, ho'il ben is kavin lotzen. So I ask myself the following question. Where do you find in Meleches Shabbos that Kavana is a separate halach in the Melacha? That when you define the Melacha and its essence, the Shem Melacha requires Kavana. There's a Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, which I have here on your page, it should be number 10 on your page, says the following. The Rambam says, with regard to what's called mechaba gachelah shel mateches, right? You've got a hot piece of metal, burning hot, there's a fire on it, and you put it out. The Rambam says that you're chayav for meleches mitzarif. But the Rambam adds the following stipulation: via miskaving litzarif chayav. Says the Magid Mishnah. Find it for you for a second. Avol mechaba gachelis perekira. He quotes the sugyan Shabbos afmen beis Amar Shmuel, etc., etc. And the Gemara says that yechad. Fine.
But isn't that just to differentiate between two malachas? In other words, he's either chayav mechaba or he's chayav for tziruf, but.
Maybe you're right. Could be right. We had such a thing by Zomer Mitzok Leitzin, remember? But listen to the language of the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah bases himself not only on this case of Mitzarev, where Yichai from Melechus Mechaber, but he also based it on a different Ram. He says, Midivrei Rabbeinu Shekosav Shakol Toli Bekavanoso Nire Shekol she'eno miskaven, ein roi lomar bo psik reisha v'lo yomosu v'lechayev. We will not operate and apply the universal principle of psik reisha to be lechayev. Mipnei shekshu miskaven hu ose hamalacha. Ukshe eno miskaven, ein bo melacha klal. Fascinating. And he goes on and he says, the Magid Mishnah, that I found a precedent for this in the Rambam. He says, Havidome liktimas kisem, when you sharpen a splinter of wood. Shizkiro, that the Rambam mentions, Viperik yud aleph. Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay, let me just take a quick look at Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay, I don't find it right now. I think there's some sort of mistake here. Shekol she'eno kot. Oh, I'm sorry. Halacha Zayin. It was my mistake. He said, the Rambam says the following: Hakotem hanotel kisem shel eitz. Today lachzos boshinov. All right, he wants to use it to take something out of his mouth, out of his, between his teeth. Charev. So the Rambam adds the stipulation that his interest was in taking it as a toothpick. Says the Magid Mishnah. Kol she'eno kotmo lachzos boshinov afal pisha roy lekach. You know, it's even though his ktima makes it roy lekach potter. Shekol shum ifnei tikun kli mi she'eno miskaven letachno potter. If he doesn't have kavana to be metakin kli, he's not chayav for metakin kli. Rabosai, we have now two malachas, and we might add a third in the case of Tzeda, where kavana is an absolute prerequisite in the malach itself. Even if I have kavana based on psik resha, that's not sufficient. And perhaps we can even analyze what would Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that davar she'eino miskaven is chayev, what would he hold in these cases if he didn't have kavana? But in any event, says the Magid Mishnah in the Malacha of Mechaba, with the case of Mechaba Gacheles Shel Matechas, he's Chayav Mishum Mechaba because he's Mitzarif, only if he has Kavanah to be Mitzarif. In the case of Koteim Ktima Shel Eitz, he's Chayav because it's Kedei Lishtamish Bo Lishinov. His Kavanah defines the Malach itself. And now we can add, in the light of the Rambam here in Perek Yud Aloch of Aleph, where the Rambam also adds the stipulation of Holvin Iskavim Latzud, that Seda, in order to be considered a Malacha, requires Kavan. But the question is why? What's the logic to require in this particular Malacha, Malacha Seda Kavan? He's capturing an animal. It's a psik ratio. Who needs Kavanah? See, the Magid Mishnah has two other malachas, but he doesn't tell you anything about malachas tzedah.
Something similar by Hutzah? In order for a person to be chayav Hutzah, he has to have kavanah that he's carrying that object?
No, I think what you're referring to, Adam, again, I'm not sure, but you're referring to a case of misasik. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph in Shabbos talks about someone who has a macha tochavlo, and therefore Erev Shabbos and then takonah, he should look for it. So the Gemara right away objects, but he doesn't even know he has the machat there. So that's called misasik. Keep in mind that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a melech Shabbos yichai for dov she'en miskaven, he agrees that if misasik, meaning you're not even aware of the melech, once you have a yedias ha-melecha, then we can say even though you are miskaven for it. So for example, if I was carrying a heavy bench and I didn't know that the ground was soft, in other words, I had no awareness of the fact that it would make charitzin, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say I'm potter in Shabbos. That's certainly a p'tur of Melechus Mach Shabbos. In fact, Rabbi Kibbeg has a whole piece that the p'tur of Melechus Mach Shabbos with regard to Misasik is a unique halach in Shabbos. Do you remember that? I think we discussed it, no? Where he pulls, the Gemara says he pulls what he thinks is Tolish and turns out to be Mechubar. He's Potur. So that's Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula. And then Rabbi Kibbeg points out, the Gemara goes on to say that if he thinks he's pulling out white weeds and it turns out to be black weeds or whatever the case was over there, it's also called Misasik. So Rabbi Kibbeg says that's a unique Misasik in Shabbos because of Lech Meshavis. Even though he knew it was Mechubar, but he was looking for the white ones and he got the black ones, he's Potur Melech HaShabbos. So again, well, I got off on a tangent, but just to answer your question, surely in Melechus Hotzah, if he was misasek and he wasn't aware of it, for example, Gemara Bavakama, you remember, has a case where he has a stone on his lap and he doesn't know about it. So when he stands up, the stone goes flying. And the Gemara wants to know if he's chayav in Zikin because of the halacha of Adam Udliol. Is he chayav in Shabbos because of the halacha, or maybe he's potter because he's misasek? Right, and it's not a melech smach shevus, right? That whole sugya. There, he's not even aware that he's doing the melach. But as far as I know, but in any event, you know what? Adam, I'm going to throw the ball back at your court because I'll be excited if you can add this to the repertoire. That, but again, we'll, in each case, we're going to have to analyze why this halach applies. We have the kavana of Dor Sheni Miskavin and Meleches Machsheves because it's Psik Reisha and so forth and so on. Why do you have to have a more positive kavana in the cases of these malachos and certainly in the case of Tzeim? So perhaps to answer this question, we want to analyze the halacha, which is based on the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Vav Amid Beis, and you have it here in number 12. The Gemara says that you're only chayv from Meleches Seder in a davar. Davar means a creature. Shebimino nitzot. Shebimino nitzot. The Rambam codifies this here in the same halacha Chaf Aleph that we mentioned before. Sheyesh b'minon tzedah. In other words, there's no carte blanche chiyuv in tzedah. You've got to establish that this min is a min shenitzot, that it's normal or it's logical, reasonable to do tzedah on this. And the Gemara has cases where you're potter because it's ein b'minon nitzot. So therefore, the Rambam says that in order to be chayav for tzedah in all cases, or what I mean to say is in all cases that you chayav for tzedah, the Rambam says you have to add another condition. This kaveh lotzut. For example, I was thinking out loud. Let's say a man is learning how to hunt. You know, hunting, the Note Beauty says, is not a very Jewish sport. But whatever. Even the Note Beauty says he can't put him in Techerim. There's no Easter. It's not called Tzara Lechayim. Especially if he throws the apple back in the water. So I myself know people who, again, I don't understand it because it's so alien to me. I don't know if it's alien to you as well. But I know people who love hunting. They love fishing and hunting. You know, they'll go. They'll go to all ends of the world, you know, they'll go to, what's the name of that place in South Africa, you know, to hunt animals and stuff. Yeah. In any event, what would be in such a case if a person hunts an animal, just for the sport of it, just because he's exercising himself in learning the sport of hunting? So I would say the following, that the Rambam is telling us that if he's not interested in tzedah at all, he's just interested in learning how to do it, and at the end he did it, he succeeded, so he's going to get a couple extra points from his instructor on the final exam. So what? The Rambam is saying that it's considered ein benido nitzo, meaning you have to turn the davar into a davar nitzo. If you're not interested in the tzedah, if you don't have at least the basic kavana of tzedah, then the Rambam is saying it becomes a davar she'eino. The aim, but me no needs of. They're both saying, are you with me on this? This is a very subtle point here. You know, my whole thesis today stands or falls on this point. So, yeah, that's true.
Those sort of animals, people trap those animals.
Correct, but the Rambam is saying that there's another halacha here. That since in Hilchas Tzedah, in order to establish Tzedah objectively, I need b'mino nitzos, so the Rambam extended that to the case of a davar she'eino miskaven. What do I mean by davar she'eino miskaven? Again, be careful. I don't mean the davar she'eino miskaven of Meleches Machsheves, because we have Psik Reisha. He's definitely going to be tzad. I don't mean the davar she'eino miskaven of Kol HaTorah Kulo. I mean the davar she'eino miskaven of Tzedah is halacha that if you don't have kavanas Tzedah, what you're doing in this act is you're exercising your abilities and sharpening your talents in terms of Tzedah. That's called Ein B'mino Nitzo, meaning you're going to be mashlichit. You're going to just throw it away.
How does it fall into Ein
B'mino Nitzo? What's going
to do with that min of animal?
No, I'm just using Ein B'mino Nitzo as a l'saber as a ozen. What I'm saying is that you see that in Meleches Tzedah, you have to add a little bit of chashivus to it. Just like we find that the min itself requires, you know, a min tzedah, you know, not every capturing of every single animal fits and fulfills the requirement of Meleches Tzedah. You see that it's got to be a tzedah chashuva. What makes it tzedah chashuva? That b'mino, you and I would be interested in being tzad, that animal. You know, it's like a deer, you know.
Why is he potter?
What I'm suggesting is that it's lacking in a chashivas of tzedah. The chashivas of tzedah is that, yes, you have something. You've captured it. And that's something, number one, and this is based on the sugya of the Be'er Kuvah, that something is something that most people would want to be tzad. You know, whatever you do with it, you know, you slaughter it, or you skin its hide.
So. The case of the Rambam, he wants it. It's not that he's not wanting to learn it.
Oh, so that's what the Rambam adds, the condition. He's got to be wanting it. For example, he wants to be misachik bo. He uses it as a fun game or something like that, right? So his seder is done and achieved in his mind because he captures the animal. If he doesn't have kavan to capture the animal, again, I'm just giving it as a, with a chaf hadimyon, it's like ein b'mino nitzo. It's not ein b'mino nitzo, but for him it's an ein b'mino nitzo. In other words, you have to add in seder a certain extra chashivas, that extra element. It's not an absolute all-inclusive tzeda. You can't say that everything is tzeda. You know, capture a creature that lives and therefore it's tzeda. No, that's not so. So to add the chashivus, you need the kavana. So the kavana is a separate halacha in upgrading this tzeda to a tzeda chashuva. That's what I'm suggesting.
So in a case where he has to throw it back, that would not count.
Correct. If he has no interest in taking it, he's just going to, it's just the sport of it, and he immediately throws it back. Again, I'm not getting into the nitty-gritty details, you know, we'll have to work that out. What happens if he keeps it for 5 minutes because he doesn't want the animal to get loose, or something along that line? But if he couldn't care less whether the animal, even for that split second, is captured, he's already achieved his goal. That's called an eno mito. The animal as a cheft is an eno mito, and therefore his lack of kavana has an impact on the tzeda itself. It downgrades the chashivus of the tzeda. And I think maybe we could find a source for this in a Gemara in Beitza. This you'll see I quote here on number 13 on your page. The Gemara in Beitza. So again, if you're capturing an animal because you want to take it as a pet, you know, this is going to be your pet dog or something like that, then the rabbi would say you're chayav because you have kavana lotzu. That's called a sachik bo. You're not going to throw the dog back into the wild, as we'd say. Correct? Although it's a malachshen tzrikul gufa, because in the case of Tachash, you know, in the case of the animals of the Mishkan, they didn't take it to play games with it. They took it to slaughter it and use its parts. They used its hides for the areas of the Mishkan. But it doesn't matter. The Rambam in that sense is like Rabbi Yehuda. But Kavana, you require that at least you need the animal. It's not just that you need the action that led up to the taking of the animal, to capturing of the animal, because that action, you know, strengthens your muscles. I don't mean that literally strengthens your muscles, but I mean to say it makes you more of a Spartai, you know, you're more of an expert hunter. That's not enough from the Rambam's perspective. You have to want the animal. Again, what do you want the animal for? You know, because this is going to be your pet dog, you're going to sell it to the local pet shop, you know, and make some money on it. That's also malefic to say that. But in all cases, your kavan is lotsu. If you're not a kavan, a lotsu, it's dubya, again dubya, please emphasize that word dubya, the ein b'mino nitzo. It doesn't have the chashivus. You're not really capturing it. At least you thought you want to capture it. What are you going to do with it once it's captured? What your purpose and goal is, that's already reviewed.
So I have to, I mean, that was even,
what do you say?
To prevent himself from nezek.
Oh, so that's what we want to get to in just 1 minute. Okay, Monty, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to develop this in a certain logical way. I want to suggest that maybe the Rambam derived this conclusion from a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says the following: Parsin machtzelas al gabi kaveris dvorim b'shabbos, that you're allowed to throw a machtzelas over this beehive on Shabbos, ubilvad shelo yiskavin lotzut. The Gemara adds that phrase, ubilvad shelo yiskavin lotzut. And the Gemara is clear that the head there is not Rav Shimon of Dover Shem is Kavin, because the Gemara says, Vitizvara, if you want to say it's Rav Shimon, is Psik Resha Velo Yavus. In other words, you're throwing this Machtzelis on the beehive. There's no question that the bees are now trapped, they can't get out. So when I first read this Sugya, I got to the impression that this Sugya is Pukfaket, is the exact opposite of what we're saying in the Rambam. This is a stira gemura to everything we've said. Because the Gemara is analyzing the sugya of Machzelus in commercial Dvorim from the perspective of Reb Shimon of Dovr Sheni Miskaven. The Gemara is not postulating some sort of separate halacha that you require kavana meleches tzeda. The tzeda is chayav if it's a Dovr Sheni Miskaven. If it's a psik resha, it should be. I'm sorry. The tzeda is patur if it's a Dovr Sheni Miskaven. The tzeda is chayav if it's a psik resha. But then I had another feeling that maybe faket that this sugya is a riot to the Rambam. Why? Because Tosfos over there asks the following question. When it says the Gemara parsin machzelos agabi kaveres ubilvad shelo yiskaven lotzud, so Tosfos asks the question, but wait a minute, it's a psik resha v'lo yomos. So the Marsha says, what's going on over here? Tosfos is repeating the Gemara's kasha. Says the Marsha that apparently Tosfos didn't have that girs in the Gemara. He didn't have the girs of a Tisbara, psikrate, Reb Shimoni, psikrate, mother Reb Shimoni, psikrate, lo yamus. So if we look in the Rambam says the following. Perek Chafei. When I read the Rambam, I can't find it. Just one second, my off a little bit. Oh, I think I found it. Just one second. Parsin machzeles al gabi kaveres dvorim ubilvad shelo yiskavim lotzut. Sound familiar to you? The Rambam is saying that you're allowed to do this because you don't have kavana lotzud. But wait a second, the Gemara says it's psik resha v'lo yomos. And the halacha of Reb Shimon of eino miskaven doesn't kick in the case of psik resha. So how could the Rambam be matir this on Shabbos v'shum shelo yiskaven lotzud? In other words, basically, the Rambam didn't have the Gemara's kasha v'tizvara, and therefore the Rambam had to ask the kasha the same way Tosfos asked the kasha, but the Rambam had to come up with his own unique answer. And his answer to the question of how we could possibly be mocked with this is not Reb Shimon, but the fact that he didn't have kavana lotzu. This sugya then of being mocked machzeles, a precess matzels gabi kavreshel dvarim, is itself the source, the proof text for the Rambam, that there's a separate halach of kavana, and we require kavana shel lotzud in meleches tzeda. Without the kavana lotzud, it's not meleches tzeda. Good? So far, I think we're doing pretty well. What we're saying is that in Meleches Seda, there's a separate requirement of Kavana, and that applies even when Kavana exists under the halacha of what? Psik Resha. And therefore, you're potter if you don't have Kavana Latsud. So he has no interest in capturing the bees whatsoever. He's just trying to save himself from the bees. And therefore, the Rambam holds there's no Meleches Seda. Now we come back to Mati's question. So we're now in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Hei, and the Rambam says that Remosim Amazikim is you're allowed to be tzad. And the Rambam says, Vehu she is kavingly notzel minishichasam. What is the Rambam adding here? Vehu she is kavingly notzel minishichasam. What's going on? He's capturing it. Adam, back to your point. It's a psik resha. We have no doubt that he's capturing it. You can't call it a dovr sheni miskaven. El what Rav Chaim says it's lo nichale, but the Rambam doesn't hold a lo nichale. The answer is that the Rambam holds that if he's not miskaven l'shem tzeda, he's miskaven li notzel v'nishichosom, then it's not called a tzeda chashuva. It's lacking in the very shame malach of tzeda. But if this be the case, Rabosai, it's wonderful. But what do we do with the sugya in Masechet Shabbos? The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos Kuf Zayin that the whole heter of tzad nochash is based on malach hashen tzrich legufa of Reb Shimon. Correct, but if you all like review the malach hashen tzrich legufa is chayav, then say this nochash is chayav. Why should say this nochash be chayav? Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that say this nochash should be potter because he doesn't have kavanah l'shem tzeda. I want you to hear this kasha. I mean, this is the bomb kasha. We're able to make the Rambam logically consistent. All the halachas in the Rambam, from Perek Aleph, in which he passes Loch Shein Tzrich L'Gufa Chayiv like Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that he passes like Dov Shein Miskaven in a Psik Reishas Chayiv, because Moda Reb Shimon Psik Reishas, it doesn't matter if it's Lichalei, the fact that the Rambam holds in Melechas Tzeda, you need Kavanah Latzun, and the Rambam repeats himself not once, not twice, but thrice. But everything fits in. But the question is, what do we do with the sugya?
So the whole din of the special din of kavanah that we say by tzeda is malach hashem tzrich legufa. We need to say that.
Well, no.
If Rabbi Yehuda holds malach hashem tzrich legufa is chayiv, the whole concept is the special kavanah by tzeda is that I have to have kavanah to use the animal that I'm capturing. That is the definition of malach hashem tzrich legufa.
No, Adam. I'm not saying that you have to use the animal. Forget about using the animal. I don't care if you use the animal this way, that way, the other way. I don't care what the Mishkan standards of Tzrich L'Gufa is as far as like Tzeda. That's not relevant. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What I'm saying is that if you don't have the Kavanah, it's not a Malacha. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Malacha and Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayav, would say you're potter. Even the Rambam who passes like Rabbi Yehuda that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is chayav would say you're potter if you don't have kavanah v'tzeda. If you don't have the basic kavanah v'tzeda, you're just trying to run away from the nachash. If you don't have kavanah for the tzeda because you're running away from the bees in the hive, or if you don't have kavanah for tzeda because you're not even playing with the animal, you're just exercising your skills, then the Rambam holds that's not Malachas Tzeda. Your Kavanah makes it into Malachas Tzeda. That's something that even Rabbi Yehuda would accept. So maybe I come back to my Kasha. The Rambam, I think, fits in place. All the Rambams can be juggled into one, you know, beautiful structure. But what do we do with the Sugya? The Gemara says that the reason why Tzad Nachash is Patu Mutter is because Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. What do you mean Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayav, would agree here that you're Patur because you're lacking the Kavanah. And again, Mashal Amai Dover Dome, in the case of Mitzarev, or the case of Kitem, where the Magen Mishnah points out that without Kavanah, you're not chayiv. You have to be kavanah to be mitzarif the kli. You have to be makavi to make this toothpick, you know, to make it into tikkun mana. Otherwise, you're potur. And that's why the Rambam is going to potter you if you don't have kavanah. Fek the Magid Mishnah, but it's a psik resha. After the Magid Mishnah, that it's without this kavanah, you haven't made it into a malacha. Whether it's machabah, whether it's tikkun mana, makam apatish, whatever it might be. And if we're extending that to tzeda to justify why the Rambam could allow tzeda in the case of nachash and in the case of the kaveres shel dvarim, it's because you've reduced the halacha of a doraisa to a drabana, and then the drabana could be matirin. And how are you successful in reducing it? Not based on luxury. The Rambam doesn't have that luxury. It must be based on the fact that you're lacking the basic element, of the essential requirement in setting up the Shem Malacha of Tzeda. If that's what the Rambam is saying, that's beautiful. But what are we going to do with the Gemara? So if you look at the end of your page, I don't know if you can even see it. We're having our challenges here. There's a famous Me'iri in Masechet Shabbos, Kaf Kuf Gim. And again, I think this Me'iri is something that you want to think about and take with you because it's very basic. The sugya itself happens to be in Masechet Sukkah. In fact, I'm going to get to it here this week, Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Just one second. So the Gemara says the following. One minute. Just get myself oriented here. Oh. The Gemara speaks about the case of mitaken, excuse me, mitaken inveh hadas. You know, a hadas, in order to be kosher for the mitzvah of netilas, tilas lulav, it cannot be anovim merubim me'od. You have to remove the anovim, these berries. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to do this on yontif. Why? Because islei hoshana chriti. Because since he has another hadas, he doesn't need this hadas, and therefore, since he's not miskaven, it's not called a tikkun at all. So this is a darash of miskaven. He's not miskaven to mitaken the thing. No, it's like if I give you grapes on a stem on Shabbos, it's detached. I mean, there's no meleches ktsira. You're allowed to remove it. In the case of hadas, if you're being machshered for the mitzvah of anaf eitz avos and you need it for yontif, so then that's called a meleches tikkun mana because you're being machshir l'shem mitzvah, l'tzorach mitzvah. So the Gemara says, but if islei hoshat achrito, he's not miskavi to be machshir it, and therefore it's mut. So the Gemara says, shari afilu l'Rabbi Shimon, afilu, well, excuse me, that's not the Gemara. But the Gemara says that islei hoshat achriti, and therefore, he's not miskavi to tikkun mana, and therefore it's mutter to do it on yontif. Says the Meiri, even though it's a psik ratio, we have no doubt that by removing this anav, these anavim, he's being machir and being attacking mana. Nevertheless, Rav Shimon would be modi, even though it's a psik ratio. That's the Meiri. The Ramban says it also in the Sefer Shabbos that if ein kavanosol is there, ein ze tikkun klal. It's as if he took the hadas on Pesach and he removed the anovim. The lo shamanu da havi tikkun v'yischak. So if we look in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel on the days, the Gemara says that aliba de Rabbi Yehuda misakein anvei hadas is us. So why is it asur? He says, and I'm going to quote you the language of the Meiri again. I don't know if you could see it on the page. It may not have come out. He says, Atam, why would Rabbi Yehuda be machayev you in this case? Right. So again, we could ask the first question. Why would Rabbi Yehuda be machayev? It's a psikration. And the Gemara says, ain't a miskabel. So again, if you're going to say the Aruch, that's the famous Shitz Aruch, Psikresh Lo Nichole, but if you're not accepting the Aruch, why should this be Mutar and Yad? The Meiri asks a different question. Why should it be Asur according to Rabbi Yehuda? And what bothers the Meiri? The Meiri says that I want to tell you why Rabbi Yehuda would answer this tikkun mana. Again, it's fascinating to me. The Meiri assumes that in tikkun mana we need kavana. Not because of Dover Shadim's kavan, it's a psik ratio. So if it's a psik ratio, then it's already a Dover miskavan. So the Gemara says that I'll leave it to Reb Shimon, it's mutter, to be mamay anvei adas b'yontif. But what about psik ratio? So both the Meiri and the Ramban both assume that despite the fact that it's a psik ratio, Reb Shimon is matir. And we're not quoting the Aruch Shiti about lo nichalev. It's like, again, you see this, you saw that we saw the Magid Mishnah in the case of Kisein, and we saw it also in the case of Mitzarek. that without the kavana, it's not called a tikkun mana. You haven't changed anything without your kavana. The kavana defines the malacha. New fact in the eerie. If the kavana defines the malacha, then why do we need Rav Shimon? Even Rav Yehuda should say that he's not miskavan because Israel shatach rita, it should be mutar and yantiv. And the Gemara says mafurish lehedge in mesech the sukkalam and gimel bebeis that Rav Yehuda would answer it because Rav Yehuda holds davar shekem miskavan is chayav. But where's the kavana of maleches? Makam apatish. Zot in the Eri, this is unbelievable. This is like, we're going back 1,000 years, I never would have. Says the Eri, Vatam, L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Osa, Eno Miskavi, Kim Miskavi, Vahavi, Ki'ilu Miskavi, Lahashir. Lahashir being to be mashered for 5,000. He hit the language of the Miri. It's a very important Miri, Rav Osa. I really think it's in an introductory class to Hilchos Shabbos, we should quote this Miri. The Miri says that Rabbi Yehuda, even where Kavana is required as part of the essential definition of Malacha, is Osa Eino Miskavin Ki Miskavin. This is tremendous. In other words, what the Neri is saying is...
He doesn't hold up what we were saying before. He doesn't hold
up. No, he's saying like this, that according to Rav Shimon, even in the case of Psikresh, Yinachai from attacking Mana, because Islayash Hoshatach Rita, even though we know up front, that, and there's no question about it, that you are being Machir, the Hadas, but nevertheless it's Mutter. And we're not quoting the Aruch. Rabbi Yehuda would answer it. And if you would ask me why Rabbi Yehuda would answer it, because Dov Hashem is Kavir Kodri Yudhis Chaya. Nain, says the Meir, you're wrong. Rabbi Yehuda also requires Kavana. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eina Miskavin is Miskavin. So new love is for the Meir. Why is Eina Miskavin keep Miskavin? Because again, Adam, keep in mind, he has the idea. It's not a case of Misasay. He knows full well what are the repercussions of his actions, especially in the case of a psik ratio. It's not according to Yehuda, there is a requirement of kavana. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that kavana is defined by what? By the totsah, by the tachts, by the pu'ula. What happens as a result of your action?
But then the Lamai says that there is no din kavana because if the totsah doesn't come out to be a malacha.
We're not talking about a case where the totsah doesn't come out to be malacha. But Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that you know why you chay for this malacha that they came out, it happened, is because you were miskaving. Not the way we understand Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda drops the requirement of kavana. Kavana is not a prerequisite. No, Rabbi Yehuda requires kavana. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda, there is kavana. What do you mean there is kavana? Ask me why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this for. I have another Oshana. The answer is, says Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. Did you have kavana to remove the berries? Then if you had kavana to remove the berries, what's the result of removing the berries? What's the totsah sapu'ula? Is hechsher, tikkun mana? I can use it now for the mitzvah and hafein etzavos. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's considered kavana. Is the mele rabosa, even if I establish it in certain malachas, kavana is essential to the malacha, and without the kavana, there's no shame malacha. Nevertheless, that makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon looks at kavana mitzad gavra. Does he have kavana? Does he not have kavana? Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and he says even when the requirement of kavana is built into the malacha, it's essential. Nevertheless, you had the kavana. You know exactly what's going to be the totsah sapu'ula. The totsah sapu'ula, lemafreya, so to speak. But don't take me literally on that. But I mean, you could, from the mu'uchar, you could be mashpi on the mukdom, that you had kavana. As I say in the Miri, I never would have said such a thing. It's like who could utter such words on his lips?
Ain't him is Kim
is Kavi. You
can't say that he has kavana
before
he didn't have kavana. Say that he had two ways towards the chavit. Either he's having to save himself, or that he wants the animal.
So
his kavanah was to save.
So that's true according to Reb Shimon, but not according to Reb Yehuda. What do I mean? Reb Shimon says that kavanah is measured by the gavra. What was his kavanah? what are his intentions, what are his purposes, what are his goals, etc., etc. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't look at the Gav, we're not doing any sort of mental analysis, you know, mituach sichli of his moach, you know, and we put the electrodes on his head, you know, and do a hospital experiment. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, what, let's look at the tachlis. How do they say in English? There used to be a phrase, that the something is in the something. What was it? The proof is in the pudding or something like that? Proof is in the pudding. Look at the pudding. You made the pudding. What, you didn't have kavana to make the pudding? Who are you fooling?
But if there's two tight sides over here, you have two tight sides. You can say you have kavana for one. Even if it has to be that kavana for the tight side, it could be for one tight side, not for that tight side.
Okay, but the Torah says
there's always two tight sides. So who's saying
right.
kavana?
Right, you mean to say that. Well, again, I'm not sure what you mean by two totsos. You know, again, you're already treading on this very sensitive question of malachas and tzrich l'gufa. Meaning, the totsah is one and the same. Your goal through that totsah is a different question whatsoever. Meaning, in a case of psik resha, you're going to tell me what? I'm exercising, learning the sport of hunting, and that was my tzeder. Shkada, very good. But, Rabbi Isaac, you trapped the animal. There was no question you trapped the animal. It was a psik resha that you trapped the animal. Says Rav Shimon Yechai. Correct? But in Meleches Tzeda, says Rav Shimon, where there's a separate halacha of kavana, we're not talking about universal kavana. Where, you know, was it Masheves? You know, were you involved or were you not involved? Yes, your level of involvement was 100%, it was a psik resha. Rav Shimon says Yechai. Mother Rav Shimon psik resha. But here, that's not enough. Your kavana has the impact on the malach. I need kavana. Rav Shimon never accepted the principle that Eino Miskaven is Kim Miskaven in order to create a kavana in a positive sense. Says the Me'iri, you know what Rav Yehuda holds? You're mistaken. You think Rav Yehuda holds that you don't need kavana. Rav Yehuda says that Eino Miskaven is Miskaven. If I look at the Totsah and I see the Totsah Sapula, the Koveya of kavana is in the Totsah, and therefore Eino Miskaven is Kim Miskaven. Is Memela, even according to Rav Yehuda, even when kavana is a requirement that's built into the essence of the Shem Malacha, is Eino Miskaven Kim Miskaven? I'll be honest with you. If I wrote a footnote on, if I was a Talmud in the Meiri Shia, I would raise my hand and I'd say, Mari Virabi Vushtek, meaning where is this halacha coming from? Is there a pasuk in Chumashi Alfusa? I don't know. Maybe the Meiri had in mind some Alfusa that Rabbi Yehuda derived his principle of Einam is coming, Kim is coming. I'll call upon it. Let's just wrap up the Shia. The Rambam paskins like whom in the Machlok stream Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Dov Shein Miskaven? Like Rabbi Shimon. So the Rambam never operated with the principle of Eino Miskaven, Kim Miskaven. Maybe in the case of Psik Resha, he might have something close to Eino Miskaven, Kim Miskaven, but even there it's not Eino Miskaven, Kim Miskaven. Therefore the Rambam will always insist that whenever the Malacha requires Kavana, even if there's a Psik Resha, unless you have that Kavana, you're Potur. And the Rambam that said it's Nochash, the Rambam that Mafis Mursa, is 100%. You were Mafis Mursa, but for the sake of Lotzi Men Aleichem. You don't have any intent of creating a Pesach. No? So what? Who cares? It's a Psik Resha. Mother of Shim Psik Resha. The answer is that in Meleches Makav Epatish, you want to create a pair. Is you're not chayev unless you had kavana. Here I need a positive kavana, b'kumpah say, to make it into a makam apatish. And that's what we saw in the Magid Mishnah, Perek Yud Beis. Is the nail of the Ram at the end of Perek Yud now makes 100% sense with regard to mazikin? You could be tzad, but your kavana was li notza. So that positive kavana that creates the malacha and makes it into a tzeder is lacking, the Ramah is good. But that's only the Ramah who passes like Reb Shimon. But if I pass it like Rabbi Yehuda says to me, we have to operate with a different halacha, then Makir Patish would be chayav in a case where he knows full well that he's being machshir the adas. Therefore, the Gemara says that that sad mazikin or mafis murtzalosim lechos potu mutter. That's only if you hold Malach Shem Tzrich Gufa is potter. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shem Tzrich Gufa is Chayav, then there's no heter for Mafis Mursa. And the answer is because the Gemara understands that even though Seder requires a separate kavana, B'kuvah Seder, as we call it, a positive kavana, nevertheless, Rav Yehuda has that positive kavana. Because Rav Yehuda holds that Dovah Sheinu Miskaved is Eino Miskaved is Kemiskaved. Okay, Rav Osai?
That's in the Gemara which talks about...
So the Gemara Kuv Zayin. The Gemara Kuv Zayin is going according to Rav Yehuda. And if the Gemara according to Rav Yehuda doesn't know how we can be allowed to say this Nachash, and how we can allow Mafis Mursa, so we're going to have to say that the only Heter is according to Rav Shimon. Oh, the Kashi you'll ask me is, if the Gemara is operating with the premise that even though Malach HaShem Tzvich L'Guf is Chayav, I can still introduce Rav Shimon, but what about a Pesik Reisha? So you're going to answer me that there's a separate requirement of Kavana with regard to Meleches Tzedah, with regard to Makabit Patish and Tikkun Mana? Fine. So if that's the case, what's your problem with Rav Yehuda? Even though Rav Yehuda is Meleches Tzedah, Guf is Chayav, and even in the case of Pesik Reisha, I should introduce the separate requirement of Kavana as built into the essence of the Melacha. Even Rav Yehuda said you should say Yipatu. Why is Rav Yehuda's Chayav? The answer is because Rav Yehuda, according to the Miri, is holding that we always look at the pudding. And if it's a Totsas HaMaisa, and you're aware of that Totsas HaMaisa, we know that your actions create that Melacha, the Melacha is going to be achieved. If that be the case, Zedim is Kavani, is Kivim is Kavani. If Zedim is Kavani, is Kavani. The separate Melacha of Kavani is not going to help. There's no steer between the Rav and the Sim. Okay, well, that's much good.
I mean, in like kosher, for example,
yeah.
So you find that the concept of Kavana, you know, for it to be Kesher Shal Kayoma.
Right.
You find that kosher.
Yeah.
Kavana is we sort of find the concept of Kavana. Defined by some local as well.
In kosher?
The fact that you can kesher kayoma.
We spoke once about matir, you know, because the melech is sealed. You don't mean that.
The fact that it's not your fact that it's a kesher kayoma. You see, it's called on his bath when he's making it, how long is it?
That's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Also, in Bora, he finds, according to some, to say that Bora is. There's no discussion how you define Bora. I mean, is it the Maisa? I mean, what's the. In terms of the Gether, is it the Maisa brother itself, or is it more the Tikkun of Eichel at the end of the day? The point of those who say it's the Maisa Bera itself, so someone can say that, meaning it's the Maisa Bera, but Kavana to do.
With the Kavana, especially Kavana.
Like, it's a case where a person would come along and have a whole. You have a mixture of things in here. Just take whatever comes to hand. I mean, you want to give up, you know, you take whatever comes to hand, that sort of thing.
Shimmy, let's talk about this a little later. I want to go over this with you more of the Ian, you know.